I'm Elena.
And I'm Mark. And we're the parents of Max.
And we believe in miracles. I was at work and I started having pains that I knew were not normal. We ended up going to the doctor, going to the hospital.
Well, I know there's a reason. And I know there's a rhyme.
Because he was 25 weeks. He was 1 pound, 10 ounces. He was so little.
Yeah, we didn't get to hold him right off. It was at least 3 or 4 weeks before we were able to hold him for the first time.
I did not get to hold him until he was 1 month old. When I finally did get to hold him, I held him right next to my chest, right inside my shirt. It was the first time I actually felt like a mom. I felt like I had the bonding experience up until that point. It was the first time I felt really like, oh, I've had a baby.
The NICU team, we wouldn't be where we are today with Max if it wasn't for them. It took so many people to keep him alive, not only, but also to keep him, get him to where he is right now.
Always on my mind, and when it all becomes too much, you're never far behind, and there's no one that comes close to you. Could ever take your place. Cause only you can love me in this way.
They said I was in premature labor, but then my water broke. They could tell that the amniotic fluid was infected, and so the baby had to be born immediately.
He had so many different lines, breathing tube, ventilator, everything. Super, super small. I always tell everyone that I could fit my wedding ring onto his leg all the way up to the top of his thigh, hold him in the palm of my hand.
Then I'd have never had this feeling that I feel today.
It was an eerily quiet labor and delivery room. Nobody knew what was going to happen or what he was going to look like or what the future held at all. And even in that moment right there. But when he was born, he let out the smallest of little squeaks, and the whole room erupted. It was amazing.
And you're always in my heart. You're always on my mind. And when it all becomes too much, you're never far behind. And there's no one that comes close to you.
The whole NICU experience, we were grieving what we didn't get. But then we were also having to turn our attention to Max and making sure he was getting better. His success story and what he looks like today is amazing and a testament to not only the people in the hospital and how hard they work, but also just to believing in him and believing in ourselves and knowing that every decision we made with the physicians and the nurses and just all pieces of it, that it all worked out, and we're very grateful.
I'm Max.
I'm Elena.
And I'm Mark.
And we believe in miracles.